So one of them would pick up a pebble. He would pick up a pebble and say, Subhanallah. Then the people in the circle, they would respond, Subhanallah. Then they would pick up a circle, they would pick another pebble would be picked up. And someone would say, Subhanallah. And then the people would repeat, Subhanallah. And they did this and they continued to do this. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then someone would pick up a pebble and say, Alhamdulillah. Then the people repeat after him, Alhamdulillah. And this continued. And they would do this 100 times with regard to the adhkar of Allah. Subhan, making dhikr of Allah. So when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud approached the circle, he said, what is this that you are doing? What is this that you are doing? So then they explained, we are counting pebbles, we are making dhikr of Allah. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, rather, you should count your evil deeds, for Allah will not allow your good deeds to go astray. O Ummah of Muhammad, how quickly you have raced towards your destruction. How quickly you have raced towards your destruction. For indeed the clothes of the Prophet are still being worn. They have not worn out. And the companions of Muhammad, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are still many in number. And the utensils of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are still being utilized and not broken. So either you are upon a religion which is better than the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you are upon a deviated way. What was their response, ya ikhwan? We do not intend except that which is good. We do not intend except that which is good. Which is the point that is proven. That there are people upon this earth who are upon the path of misguidance, and that they believe that they are upon guidance. That they believe that they are upon guidance. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, how many people intend good but they never reach that good? So a person who worships Allah, who seeks nearness to Allah upon other than the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon other than that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshipped Allah with, then that person, his deeds are rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa radd. That whomsoever innovates into this religion of ours, that which is not from it will have it rejected. So a person makes these dhikr, these adhkar, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And he uses the stones, and he uses pebbles, and he uses these matters. Then this act of worship of theirs is rejected. Those people who celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was not celebrated by Allah's Messenger, which was not celebrated by his noble companions, at the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom numbered over 114,000, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen has mentioned. Over 114,000 companions, yet not a single one of them celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the tabi'un, those who came after them. Then those who came after them. Up until 7 centuries went by, and none of the illustrious imams, nor the great scholars, nor the people of Ahlul Sunnah, nor the people of even bid'ah, celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam up until the 7th century. So how can a person claim that this is from the deen of Allah? Is it that the revelation stopped when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, but then he came back 7 centuries later just to teach you about the birthday? Is that possible? Revelation stops for 7 centuries, but then the revelation continued. What is this revelation except from the inspirations of the devil that whispers into the hearts of the people? And the people sometimes don't even realize how misguided they are. But the person of sunnah, he realizes, and he seeks knowledge in that regard, and he acts upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bearing that in mind that there is no doubt, having mentioned the matter that I've mentioned, when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said to those people who were counting the stones, he said to them at the end of the narration, he said, by Allah, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that there will come a group of people and they will recite the Quran, yet it will not go beyond their collarbone. And maybe you are them, you are from them. Look at the strength of the argument of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he did not tolerate not even that which may be seen as resembling the truth. He did not tolerate it. He did not tolerate, not even for a single moment, not even for a single second, anything that opposed that which he knew to be guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You tell me, ya ikhwan, my brothers and my sisters, you tell me, is there any greater sign of the love of the Quran and the love of the Sunnah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than this? Is there a jealousy which is greater than this type of jealousy? In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. That's what Allah commanded the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say. Say to them, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Then Allah will love you and He will forgive you your sins. So the companions were jealous with regard to the Sunnah, that they would not tolerate any form of deviation from the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not even a group of individuals counting stones in the masjid. The narrator of the hadith, he said, by Allah, or the narrator of the author of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that we mentioned, that he said, by Allah, I saw the very same individuals fighting against Ali radiallahu anhu on the day of Nahrawan. Look where the bid'ah began. Look where the deviation began. Because shaitan does not leave. He does not give you a small deviation and then say, on your way, and I'm going somewhere else. When shaitan sees, and the devil and his army, they see that they have convinced an individual with one innovation, that as Imam al-Barbahari said, rahimahullah, the great Imam, who died in the year 329 in Sharh al-Sunnah, he said that the innovation, it begins as something small that resembles the truth. That resembles the truth. And then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, up until so much so, as he mentions in one of his statements, that a person may even enter into disbelief. So the bid'ah begins as something small, something that resembles the truth. This is how misguidance begins. Shaitan does not misguide you all at once, especially if he knows that he will not be listened to. So he begins with something small, something that looks beautiful, as Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said. And he said that I did not see except that which was good. That's what he said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud when he first informed Abdullah ibn Mas'ud about the counting of the stones in the masjid. Because that's how bid'ah is beautified by the shaitan. But look where it led them to. It led them to joining an army that fought against the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That led them eventually to the killing of Ali radiallahu anhu himself, the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is no doubt that deviation is something that takes place. There is no doubt that deviation is something that is beautified by the shaitan. And there is no doubt that they are parts of deviation. And there is no doubt, ya ikhwan, that the ummah will divide. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sataftariku hadhihi al-ummah. That this ummah will divide. Ala thalatin wa sab'ina firqa. Kulluha finnar illa wahida. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this ummah will